What's cracking, big dopes? Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to the headquarters. My name is Nicholas. This is BDGE. Big dogs gotta eat. Today's video, today's featured film dropping in theaters that your eye holes are currently fixated on, unfortunately, is the rookie wide receiver primer. All right, we ripped off our top five rookie running backs in terms of Dynasty Fantasy Football on Tuesday. It is Thursday, and as promised, usually I fall through when it comes to promises, but I'm here. I showed up for y'all, so I want you to show up for me. Hit that thumbs up button if you enjoy the video or if you hate it, either way. Rookie wide receiver primer. We're going to run through my top five rookie wide receivers for Dynasty Fantasy Football. We might get into a little extracurricular activity at the end of it. You will be able to sign up for a little bit of an email list, which we did for the running backs as well. If you want to get an in-depth breakdown of our wide receiver 6, 7, and 8 over the next 3 days, we're going to drop one player that's ranked accordingly for each day, okay? It's free to sign up. You just got to drop your email down below the first link in the description. If you missed Tuesday's video on the rookie running backs, I lied. It was Monday's video. I would never drop a video on 420 because I know nobody, you can't handle my fucking face on 420. If you're high and you're looking at me, you're going to end up in the mental institution. So I was respectful of you guys. I won't be respectful of you guys during the NFL draft because the big dogs are getting together at the new HQ. By the time the NFL draft drops, we'll be at the new headquarters, man. We're inviting all the fucking big dogs over, and we're going to live stream the entirety of the NFL draft. Day one, day two, day three. We'll do a recap video on Sunday. Day four, we're making our own days for the NFL draft. That's how we do things over here. Like, we might just stop after day two. We might just stop midway through round five because we're like, fuck this, let's go get pizza or something. We'll stop the live stream. But it'll be really fun for however long it lasts, okay? So mark your calendars. Get a tattoo on your baby's forehead to remind you of what we're doing. But Thursday night, next week, 1 week from tonight, Friday, Saturday, NFL draft, live stream, the entirety of it. We'll be breaking down the picks, all the fantasy relevant stuff. It's going to be a really, 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 really fun draft year because it's just a very mainstream draft year. Not only are y'all getting more into Dynasty Fantasy Football, and we know a lot more about these rookies, but a lot of the top picks, like 8 or 9 of the top 10 players going off the board are going to be offensive players, and more so than not, are going to be offensive skill players. So y'all have heard the names. We know Ja'Marr Chase is going top 10. We know 3, 4, maybe even 5 quarterbacks are going top 10. We know Kyle Pitts is going top 10. So we got a lot of players that we already know a lot about, which is going to make it so fun. And there's going to be a lot of trades. I know my Falcons are going to trade back, so we can grab a cornerback. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit's going to happen already. I'm willing it into existence. But listen, Kyle Pitts goes number 4 to Atlanta. I just became the biggest Kyle Pitts fan in the goddamn world. I'm going to start drafting him at 101. So don't listen to any of my biased advice. When it comes to the Falcons, I'm actually usually pretty good at being pessimistic when it comes to the Falcons. You guys are the ones that get really, you know, the Falcons are like the Cowboys where you all get really high and mighty on them every single year. And I'm like, no, they actually stink. Here's X, Y, and Z numbers. Here's the big facts about why they stink and why they will continue to stink. And then you guys are like, no, they're really good. I'm like, I'm the one that should be telling you that they're fucking good because I'm a Falcons fan and I watch them, but I watch them stink. That's what happens when you don't, when you just watch Julio highlights. Yeah, fucking life is gravy and things look good and you feel like you could just throw an 80-yard bomb to Julio on every drive. I got fucking news for you. It ain't how it works. You're trying to put a fucking knife into a keyhole and thinking that you got a new fucking lease. It's not how apartments work, all right? All right, we got out of control there. What we're going to do is tuck our shirts in. We're going to stop yelling. And since I'm filming this on 420, I'm not going to do anything because I don't really smoke weed. If I did, I would light up a fat blunt right now.
Smoke weed every day.
But for all of y'all on 422, I give you permission to turn the clock bike a little bit, 2 days, light up. Spark it up, and let's eat. Top five rookie wide receiver rankings for Dynasty Fantasy Football. It should come as no surprise that Mr. Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU is numero uno. Did not play in 2020. Opted out of the season, but we needed to see zero of his 2020 play in order to know what he brings to the field. As do the NFL teams. He is widely, widely regarded as the number one wide receiver in this draft class, coming off a monumental 2019 season. The LSU Tiger offense led by Joe Burrow. He had that all-world, one of the best historical seasons of all time by a quarterback, arguably the best college season by a quarterback. thanks in part to his fucking weapons in Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Ja'Marr Chase, 84 catches, 1,780 yards, and 20 touchdowns as a 19-and-a-half-year-old sophomore. That is all she wrote. He goes to the pro day. Yes, we knew he was fucking athletic. He's borderline flawless when it comes to a wide receiver prospect. One of, if not the best wide receiver prospect from a pure prospect standpoint coming out in the last three, five-ish years. Goes to the pro day, comes in a little bit lighter, a little bit smaller than we had hoped for, right? 6'2", 201. That doesn't scream alpha, but in today's NFL, like the regular alpha does not scream alpha. You know, there are guys who are fine at 5'11, 205 that absolutely disrupt the league. And I expect Ja'Marr Chase to do just that. The guy runs a 4.39 40 yard dash at 6'200 pounds and now is wildly being compared to his former LSU Tiger alum, Odell Beckham, best comparable player. He is awesome in contested catch situations. He's awesome downfield. Both Player Profiler and PFF have him comp to OBJ. I would say he's not as flashy. He's not as like quick twitch as OBJ. Like, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see a guy like OBJ come out with the level of fucking drip and swag that he had when he came to the field, which he's wildly lost over the last 3 or 4 years. But when he came out, there was no one more exciting than OBJ. With Ja'Marr Chase, man, There's basically a 0% chance he drops out of the top 10 picks, so he'll always have that draft capital. He is our number one rookie wide receiver in our rankings at BDGE. We can move along. Number two is Mr. Rashad Bateman. And I would like to drop in, because I just became aware of it this morning, Matt Harmon. If y'all follow Matt Harmon, he works for Yahoo Fantasy Football. He does this little side project called Reception Perception, okay? For a while, it was only available in the Fantasy Footballers UDK, their ultimate draft kit. However, he dropped it. He went out on a solo venture. Matt Harmon went out on a solo venture, and he is selling it on his own. I actually, just a little sneak peek behind the curtains. I got on a call with him a month or two ago just to talk about, you know, launching your own product, because I guess he had been following some of my stuff, and he was like, yeah, I'd like to kind of pick your brain on getting into the business side of things as someone who did this on their own and, you know, a solo venturer, as some people would like to call it. We got on a call and he just kind of wanted to pick my brain about launching your own product and kind of being out on your own, because I think, you know, he's got a little bit of an entrepreneurial mindset. If so facto, that all being said, is he started to scout rookie. He was only going to do NFL players. And I was like, man, there's a nice little niche of people who want to know these rookie prospects and how well they run their routes. So Reception Perception, if you guys are unfamiliar with it, he scouts, he charts the routes run of all, he chooses specific players and he watches 4, 5, 6 games of them. And then he does these charts where they break down the like percentage of routes that you run as a player and then the success that you have while running those routes, as well as versus man coverage, press coverage, and zone coverage. And those have been very, very predictive. Like, he knew that Stephon Diggs was one of the best route runners coming out of school. He knew a lot of these players. Tyreek Hill, he knew before he became like a real alpha wide receiver. It's really valuable information. So this is not, he's not sponsoring this shit or nothing. It's just a very, very well done piece of analysis that I think a lot of people can benefit from. So I believe it's receptionperception.com. You can get his one-off product that has the charts and the analysis. I'll link it down below. I bring that up because a lot of these guys that are on the top five list were the first guys that he went to chart. And Rashad Bateman was on that list, of course. And Rashad Bateman was fucking awesome. Not unexpected, right? I've been saying that Rashad Bateman, my comp for him has been Justin Jefferson for quite some time. And now I'm seeing everybody jump on the bandwagon now that he came in at 6'190 instead of 6'2", 210. A lot of people were thinking, you know, Allen Robinson. I think that the play style is similar, but the build of being like a real outside alpha is a little bit skewed there. The size really told you what Rashad Bateman might be at the next level. And a lot of you are going to say, oh, he had COVID or whatever. He did the interview at his pro day. He said he was, I mean, first of all, it doesn't matter what you thought he was. If he was 6'2 or 6'6", COVID doesn't affect that shit. He's always been 6'. He said he's never played over 200 pounds. So the 210 pound report was always out of control. It was always from fucking Mars. It made no sense that it was here. But this doesn't make him any less awesome as a route runner. I think him and Justin Jefferson, the reason I like both of them together, the reason I comp them together, is their route running. Their short and intermediate route running is impossible for cornerbacks to cover, man. They're just so quick and smooth in and out of their breaks. And the yak ability is there. Rashad Bateman is a very, very underrated yak guy. So I hope he gets drafted somewhere. Even if he goes to the Bears, I almost think the Bears would be a perfect pick for him, where he can take over as the alpha after Allen Robinson leaves. If he goes to Tennessee, I think that'd be kind of a cool fit to take over and upgrade Corey Davis' role between him and AJ Brown. They could develop into the best wide receiver combo probably by next year. But don't let the lack of flashiness from Rashad Bateman deter you from who he is. And he is someone who Everything he does in his game is like an 8.5 out of 10 or higher. I don't know if you could say anything is purely, truly elite right now. He could develop into an elite route runner like a Keenan Allen type player. But right now, he has basically no flaws in his game other than if you want to put 190 pounds as a flaw, just his size. He does everything really, 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 really well. So those nuances that he brings to the field are the nuances that win your team fantasy football championships. Rashad Bateman, number two, wide receiver in the rankings out of Minnesota. Don't fuck around. The next two guys are going to be smushed together. They're going to be put into a little drink. They're going to be made into a cocktail. It's going to be the CTCT. This is going to be called the CTCT, CT squared. The Crimson Tide cocktail. This is Devonta Smith. This is Jaylen Waddle. Devonta Smith is my three. Jaylen Waddle is my four. You know, our very own Mike Me Up has Waddle over Devonta Smith. I've seen the case for Waddle over Smith. So has the NFL, man. The NFL is telling us that they might like Waddle a little bit more than Smith. A lot of mock drafts I've seen I've seen mock drafts where the Bengals take Waddle over Jamar Chase, which I think is fucking asinine. You know, it is clickbait season, so I'm not going to take that into account, really. But these two guys are two of the more intriguing wide receiver prospects we have seen in quite some time. They're both in the same tier. The way I look at it realistically is that Jaylen Waddle is the upside play. This might be an unpopular take, or at least contrary to what the public is looking at right now. Jaylen Waddle's the upside play. Devonta Smith is the floor play. Devonta Smith's route running ability is unbelievable, but we don't know his speed. His size is very, very small. He didn't weigh in. He didn't test his 40. So we don't know if he's a 4.39 guy or a 4.55 guy. We really don't. Yes, you can look at the fucking film and be like, he's really fast, but I don't care what you, a guy on Twitter, I don't care what I say about this guy's speed. But Jaylen Waddle, also like literally exactly what I said, you shouldn't care about what I say about someone's speed without them testing. Jaylen Waddle didn't test either. So you have these two wide receivers from Alabama, unbelievably good on the football field when you watch them play. We know Jaylen Waddle has game-breaking speed. I think the upside of Jaylen Waddle realistically is like a Tyreek Hill. In Matt Harmon's reception perception, he had Jaylen Waddle pegged as the single highest success rate against man coverage. Okay, so he succeeded against man coverage better than anyone in this class that he's charted so far. And he's charted like the top 5-6 wide receivers. So you could probably say he's going to end up being the number one charted guy versus man coverage. However, he did say against press coverage, he struggled. He did not hit the average mark against press coverage. And he said in his historical time doing reception perception, in order to be a wide receiver one at the NFL level, you needed to be at least above average against press coverage. Is this something you can develop into? Yes. He said the similarities between Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill in reception perception, very, very, very close to each other. They're giving each little kiss together, okay? So there's a very, very real chance that Jaylen Waddle is the next Tyreek Hill in terms of explosiveness, in terms of what he brings to the field and what defenses need to do to stop opposing offenses. So when you look at Devonta Smith, again, dominant on film, his routes, the way he attacks the ball in the air, his explosiveness, his yards after the catch, there's really nothing not to like about his game film. But everything outside of watching TV gets a little icky, man. Again, he's probably around 170 pounds. His breakout age came late, nearly 21 years old. Didn't test at the pro day. So again, we don't know if he's really fast or just like a good athlete at the NFL level. And Jaylen Waddle, man, if we're going to ding Devonta Smith for all those things I just said, you also have to do the same exact thing for Jaylen Waddle. Because Jaylen Waddle is probably around 175, 180 pounds. He's 5'9". Would you rather have a 5'9 receiver or a 6-foot receiver like Devonta Smith? You want to talk about the breakout age? Jaylen Waddle like never really broke out in college. On a per-game basis, yes, he had stretches of success at Alabama, but we're like, oh, Devonta Smith is older. Devonta Smith broke out late. Like, Jaylen Waddle broke out later, and they're the same age. Jaylen Waddle is 11 days younger than Devonta Smith. So if you're going to acknowledge Devonta Smith's downside, you also have to acknowledge the red flags with Jaylen Waddle. And this is not me shitting on either one. I just think when we get to rookie prospects, like the hype around all of them is so fucking big, right? They got Mount Everest type hype going on. And sometimes you got to realize that we're in New York and the skyscrapers, the tops of the skyscrapers don't touch the bottom of the mountains. So we all want the hype to be up there, but realistically, maybe the ceiling is here, all right? So what I need to do is take a little bit of the air out of the balloon that's starting to become a fucking hot air balloon that y'all think you could ride to the championships in your league. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more. store, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're gonna move on. I'm sorry. So Jaylen Waddle, from analytical standpoint, like really, really not good whatsoever. A lot of red flags. Didn't test. He's small. College dominator in the 32nd percentile. College target share in the 9th percentile. Breakout age in the 20th percentile. So you might be asking, why would anyone put Waddle over Smith? Here are the arguments. Again, the NFL might literally be doing that. There's a very, very real chance that Jaylen Waddle actually, I would say at least 50-50, gets drafted over DeVonta Smith in the NFL draft, okay? When we talk about college wide receivers and their production, we look at it relative to age, okay? So, yes, it had the late breakout for Jaylen Waddle, as did DeVonta Smith. Yes, they're only 11 days apart, but when you look at their freshman seasons, when you look at their seasons together relative to each other's age, Waddle's freshman season, his 18-year-old season, was far more impressive than DeVonta Smith's, okay? As a freshman, Jaylen Waddle outproduced DeVonta Smith as a sophomore. So in Waddle's freshman season, DeVonta Smith was a sophomore. And in that season, Jaylen Waddle outproduced DeVonta Smith. Okay. He also outproduced Henry Ruggs. He outproduced Irv Smith. He outproduced a lot of NFL players. So Jaylen Waddle's freshman season, which is what we should be looking at for predictive success, young players producing at a young age, at a high level, excuse me, it's there for Waddle, okay? So this is the most realistic argument that you could find for Jaylen Waddle, outside of obviously just watching him and the game-breaking speed is unbelievable. There's credence to it, okay? We have Waddle producing better than DeVonta Smith at a younger age while on the field at the exact same time. The last argument, and easily my least favorite argument out of this bullshit I've heard on Twitter, is looking at the four-game sample size in the beginning of 2020. When the two of them played together before Jaylen Waddle got hurt, people are acting like Jaylen Waddle was producing like fucking Kenny Golladay compared to like Quintus Cephas. Okay? It wasn't like the gap was 8,000 yards and 8 receptions. Smith, in that four-game span, okay, they had the four games in the beginning of 2020 where they both played on the field together. Okay? And that's where everybody's going nuts. In that span, Smith caught 14 more passes than Waddle did and had like 23 more targets than Waddle did. So if you want to talk about receptions, you want to talk about target share, the relative involvement compared to other wide receivers on the team, DeVonta Smith was far outproducing Jaylen Waddle in those four games. He earned more targets. He had a higher target share, the same number of touchdowns. They both scored four touchdowns in those four games. The only thing was, Jaylen Waddle had about 70 more receiving yards than DeVonta Smith, okay? And I'm sure I could pull up a highlight of like a broken coverage play that he got hit on a deep pass. And that was the 70 yards right there.
Looks that way, wants to go deep, and will. Waddle has got it on the run, and he's gone. Jaylen Waddle, touchdown.
But people are acting like the four games in the beginning of the season, Jaylen Waddle was like this all-pro player where DeVonta Smith was a practice squad player. They had the same number of touchdowns. DeVonta Smith had way more targets, more receptions. He just had a few less receiving yards, okay? So I hate that fucking argument. The freshman to sophomore season is the argument that you should be holding true when you're talking about Waddle versus Smith, if you want to throw Waddle over Smith. So I'm not saying, listen, Smith doesn't win the Heisman if Waddle stays healthy. There's no doubt about it. Smith, Waddle might have outproduced him on the entire season. Maybe had more yards, maybe had more touchdowns. Smith becomes a very good NFL prospect, probably like a later first round pick, mid first round pick, if Waddle stays healthy this year, no doubt about it. But they're both great players. The draft and the landing spots will dictate if either has the ceiling of being an alpha at the next level, or they're just high-end wide receiver twos on the team they get drafted to. Because listen, if one of them goes to like the New York Giants, they just drafted Kenny Golladay, or they just added Kenny Golladay. So their ceiling of being like a real wide receiver one, the alpha on their own team, becomes diminished. So landing spot's going to be a really, really big indicator of which of these guys moves up in our rookie wide receiver rankings, which are available right now on BDGE.store. BDGE.store, you can get everything. You can get our draft guide, our rookie dynasty draft guide, which has our rankings, our ADP data, tons of exclusive shit, in-depth player profilers like these, but way more in-depth for every single fantasy relevant rookie. On there, you can get access to our Patreon memberships. You can get our merch and whatever the fuck you want to do. BDGE.store. Okay? Here's the thing. At the end of the day, both great prospects, both carry pretty damn high degree of risk in terms of using a first-round rookie draft pick on them in Superflex League. So does Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore is my wide receiver 5. Again, if you want in-depth breakdowns via email of our wide receiver 6 tomorrow, our wide receiver 7 the day after, and our wide receiver 8 the day after that, sign up for the email list down below completely free. But we'll talk about Rondale Moore right now. borderline most athletic man on the goddamn planet. His explosiveness would fucking set off a metal detector, I'm pretty sure. Like, the dogs would be sniffing. You could be high as shit in the airport on 420. You're standing next to Rondell Moore, who's sober as a goddamn judge. He's getting sniffed. That's how explosive this man is. Comes to running, jumping, sprinting, lunging. I don't know. I feel like if he sat on a whoopee cushion for some reason, it would just fucking explode him to the roof. That's just the vibes I get from Rondell Moore when you watch these clips of him doing the 40, when you watch him jumping and doing the vert jump or whatever. This man is fucking fun to watch on film. You don't get a lot of players who you watch and absolutely explode off the film. You're like, holy shit, that guy is a problem. If they keep getting him the ball into his hands, he's going to rack up and rack up and rack up production. Here's the problem. He's 5'7". He is 5'7". Even like Steve Smith was 5'9". We have like zero historical precedent of a 5'7" player being like a legit fantasy high upside wide receiver, right? Like even 5'8" is tough to find fantasy relevant players, right? We have like the pure slot wide receivers in Jamison Crowder and like Cole Beasley, those types of guys. But 5'7", man, that's when you get into that like NFL teams try to be too cute, use you out of the backfield, use you only in the slot on some plays, like you're off the field on two wide receiver sets. I'm scared that Rondell Moore kind of ends up in that spot. Like, how many teams are going to look at a 5'7 guy and be like, yep, he is our pure wide receiver two. When we're running 12 personnel, when we got two tight ends, two wide receivers, and a running back, Rondell Moore is going to be the one on the outside. I'm nervous. Would it be amazing if he got picked by like Green Bay or New Orleans to be their pure slot wide receiver and play on like 75 to 80% of the snaps? That would be fucking amazing. That would be awesome. And he will probably move up the rankings, to be honest with you. But again, I'm nervous that some team is going to use him as like a hybrid running back that gets like 60 targets and 60 carries on the year, but like 120 to 150 opportunities or touches. It's not serious enough volume for me to get excited about him in fantasy. Everything else, that like the actual analytical profile for this dude, Rondell Moore, dominator rating, target share, breakout age of 18.2 years old, 99th percentile. He did it at a historic level, at a historic age. So if there's anything predictive enough about Rondell Moore, that is it. And I think I'm going to lean towards the side of he might be an outlier, just looking at every part of his profile from his production at college to his actual athletic measurables. He is a fucking outlier, okay? So for him to produce like an outlier wouldn't really be that outrageous. So I'm going to err on the side of saying talent wins out in this situation. But just like every other exciting prospect in this class, besides pretty much like Ja'Marr Chase, there are some serious red flags here, and that is his 5'7" heights. It could stifle him at the next level. And it's unfortunate because it's not really even like his own red flag. It's not like he can, you know, get on the field. And actually, he has a little bit of an injury concern as well at Purdue because he was so good his freshman season. And the next 2 years, only played like a combined 6-7 games. Some of it due with COVID. Some of it had to do with injuries and shit. So there's a little bit of an injury concern there as well. But it's really going to come down to the NFL team that drafts him. One, I believe he'll get like end of first round, early day two capital. So the capital should be there. But how is that team going to use him? That's where things get tricky. If he lands into a good situation, man, Rondell Moore's ceiling should be really, really fucking high, even as an outlier. So those are my top five guys. Yo, we got Ja'Marr Chase, tier break, Rashad Bateman. I'd almost put these next. I would say Rashad Bateman, Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle, probably in a tier together, tier break, Rondell Moore. And then however you want to fucking slice and dice it afterwards, because we will be getting into the afterwards in the email down below. Go sign up if you want wide receiver 6 in your inbox tomorrow, 7 the day after, 8 the day after that. If you can't wait and you just want all of our write-ups right the fuck now, bdge.store. Hit the thumbs up button if you enjoyed the video. Subscribe to the channel if you are new. We will be covering all of the rookie shit. And don't forget, NFL Draft. Join us. We're going to be hanging. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be smoking. We are going. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I have to put that shit in there. I'm not going to be smoking nothing. Animal probably will be, but. Ooh, I already smoked enough for y'all. Happy 420. I'll see y'all tomorrow on Fade the Public. Preview for the Combine.
Thank you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.